You don't have to go to the movies or pull them up online to get a sense of the generational discontent that drove the election this week. Our film critic Harlan Jacobson goes to the movies to read what's been on the kids' minds.
After all that has been said about Messrs. Biden and Trump and how they differ from soup to nuts, in that order, the one thing they shared as candidates and men was being old, part of a generation, mine or a little more than mine, that is leaving the stage gracefully or otherwise, and which is devoutly being anticipated by younger generations, as we saw from the primaries through the general. It's no surprise, then, that the great unconscious of film culture has provided several films that anticipated young men and women wrestling in their fashion with how they break free from the Trumps in their lives. Children overthrowing parents, after all, is the generational split we see working out in our politics and our films. Contrary to the idea of escape, we engage better with entertainment that mines the things we're mulling in our daily lives that scare us, excite us, or make us anxious, and where we long for answers. Some of it is even art. The following slate of films hits the zeitgeist. Sofia Coppola's best work, where the writing sounds uncommonly mature, Lost in Translation and maybe The Beguiled, concerns how effortlessly powerful older white male charm mesmerizes younger women. In On the Rocks, she set baby boomer Bill Murray from Lost in Translation loose on Rashida Jones, who plays Murray's daughter and a Manhattan mom of two married to rising young executive Marlon Wayans. The milieu is Manhattan modern, from Woody Allen to Sex and the City to Julie Delpy and Chris Rock, and where the side characters, obsessed divorced mom, vampire seductress, etc., all swirl around the central couple, Jones and Wayans, who, when you shake it all down, are mostly black updates on Ron and Laura Petrie of New Rochelle. Jones, daughter of Quincy Jones and Peggy Lipton, is light-skinned. Wayans is black. The terrain is middle-class anxiety, and Murray, who needs no introduction, gets into his daughter's head that Wayans is cheating on her.
So Dean's going away a lot, huh? On business trips?
Dad.
Raise your hand if that sounds fishy.
He's not like you. He's a good guy, a great dad.
Sure, it's nature. Males are forced to fight, to dominate, and to impregnate all females.
Maybe he's just not interested in me anymore.
Impossible.
A woman's at her most beautiful between the ages of 35 and 39.
Great, so I have many months left.
And so Dad proposes the devil's bargain, a caper to shadow her husband and bond with an emotionally absent father, but it comes at the cost of her here and now marriage, i.e. adulthood. The project of the film, while ostensibly to restore the cute couple, is actually to reduce and banish the white boomer generation as emotional Visigoths to be sent packing in their Rolls Royces. The film purposely takes aim at the stereotypes of black men and shoots it through the heart, most especially with the stereotype of white boomers. The film's distributor, A24, rode the improbable Barry Jenkins moonlight to the Oscars a few seasons back into that infamous moment when a gay black film upended a white throwback musical, La La Land. You can see On the Rocks, a bumper three down from that, on Amazon Prime. Then there's the his and hers versions of growing up in Kentucky in the 1960s and having to flee what passes for parenting. The Queen's Gambit, the 7-part miniseries, is the hottest thing on Netflix. The story begins with a 9-year-old girl whose PhD mama committed suicide by Chevrolet, literally throwing herself off a planet that had no room for her. This lands her baby in an orphanage in Lexington, Kentucky in the 60s, and two things turn Beth Harmon, the daughter, on: the ready supply of downers they feed the girls and a chess-playing janitor in the basement, played by Bill Camp. Oh my, yes, the film is designed to the nines to look like the 60s. And while that has irritated some critics, go argue with Mad Men's 50s designscape in reaching a wider audience. Directed by Scott Frank, who wrote Minority Report, and written by veteran writer Alan Scott, Don't Look Now, Gambit hails more from the Rocky underdog playbook. It's updated around a new set of circumstances: pill-popping orphan to chess prodigy, moving on to an old-school adoptive mother whose only gambit has been men. The chess kid deposes the boy's kings and leaves them dumbstruck on her way to a showdown with the Russian grandmaster.
I'm supposed to go to Russia, but what I want is a drink.
I'm worried about you.
Don't make me over.
Life! What on earth for? Maybe it's in my blood. My mother went crazy.
Went crazy or always was?
I don't even know if I'm good enough.
You're the best there is.
Except for the things that I do.
You've got your gift.
Except for what I am.
And you've got what it costs. To say for you what that will be.
One great performance after another, starting with acting prodigy Taylor Joy, Mariel Haller as the adoptive mom, Bill Camp as Scheibel the janitor, Moses Ingram as Jolene, the black sidekick. Isn't that always the way? Who rides to the rescue, but importantly from Yale Law School, so her scale of accomplishments is acknowledged. Much of the pleasure here is in the acting and direction of a script that freshens the underdog story with feminist DNA, plus a thousand touches large and small, not least summoning the spirit of Randall Patrick McMurphy from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's the must-see of the season, for good reason. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.